Hello, welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. This is episode 100. And when I started this podcast, I didn't have a script. And I'm not going to look at one now, and I'm not sure what I'm going to say. I think I need to say thank you. I finish each episode challenging the audience in a world where they can choose to be anything to be grateful. And I think 100 episodes is worth acknowledging and saying thank you to the audience. So I want to talk about some of the people in the audience who I've met either online or in person and how grateful I am for them. There's a gentleman who lives in Boise or near Boise, and he and I have a standing meeting to meet for lunch. Our favorite restaurant is off limits right now, so we'll probably have to meet virtually this month. His name's Ryan, and he's working really hard to be a good father to his son, to make ends meet in an area that he's new to, and to really live up to the challenges that are in his life. And he's not perfect at it and needed a friend. And so we connected over LinkedIn, and he's become a big fan of the show. And I'm grateful that he's out there. I'm grateful he's still trying. I like it when I think of my friends and I get to think of Ryan. We've got another guy out there in the area who hasn't listened to the podcast yet, but I'm grateful for him too. His name's Daryl. And I met Daryl on my way to church one morning. It was about 25, 27 degrees outside, and he was wearing a t-shirt walking in the middle of the street. I'm not sure if I've told the story in the podcast, but Daryl seemed to have had a pretty good night, and it looks like that extended into the morning, and I don't think he knew where he was or knew how to get home exactly. So I picked him up in my car, and he gave me directions once we got to the next intersection, and we were able to get him home, and he wasn't too far away. But it would have been about, 45 minutes of his life walking out there in the cold, and he was still walking in the middle of the street. So I'm grateful for Daryl and that he's out there. I've got another friend of mine who actually, one of my great friends at work, her name is Michelle, and she puts up with me and how excited I get over things, and it's really nice to have that sort of a person out there. There's a couple other listeners from work as well, because they've heard me tell the story. Margaret, I'm not sure if she actually listens, but she shares some really good podcasts. And if you've ever had the chance to see anything that Margaret has knitted, it is absolutely astounding. She throws on a podcast and gets her needles out, and she can knit some of the most amazing things. Sweaters and scarves, and it is absolutely incredible. And I meet Margaret for lunch about once a month, usually. And again, we're going to have to do that virtually this month. And it's a lunch group that we have where we share other things that we learn. And Lori usually shows up as well. And she's just so great and lots of fun to connect with. Our kids are having similar experiences, but not quite the same age. Then, some of the other folks that show up there are Jamie. Jamie's an interesting person. I actually got the job I have because Jamie was advocating that they were short-staffed and they needed to hire somebody to do the work that she had identified, and lo and behold, I ended up getting that job. What was pretty neat is she had fallen out of, she wasn't in that department anymore by the time I did get onboarded, and so I found out, I saw her name on a few of the products that I was working on or documents I was working on. Didn't know she was still in the building for a few months, and then at one point I ambushed her by her desk, and I said, "Hi, I'm Jacob," and I was really glad that she was there. It was my first impression, and maybe not my best. But Jamie's an interesting listener, because once she found out I was podcasting, she's gone back to listen to every single episode, and they're not all that good. I mean, the idea here is a stream of consciousness of being able to share my thoughts and having you guys listen, and that's really neat. It's just kind of the way I wanted to keep it casual, and I try to do 5 episodes a week, but sometimes I might take a week off. There's a few other folks at work that listen as well and have been really encouraging. Elena is one of my friends, and oh my goodness, she can sing. If you ever get her a chance to sing, her goal at one point in life was to work at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And so she has a great capacity to have, talents that can project in front of an audience, that can be visible and be seen. My talents are not as obvious. I do get excited about things and I do get to share, but I can't play an instrument. I can hit play on any device that you give me, and I can do a few things with computers that I'm proud of, but they're not really big things. Now, speaking of computers, there's a lot of folks I've met online. Brent has been a guest of the show before, and he's great, and I'm glad he's listening. Jacob and Melody Bateman, oh my goodness, those two are so awesome. And their podcast is really maturing. So if you're interested in listening to a couple learn about how they need to treat their bodies and how they can work up to 100 miles and share advice that you can apply regardless of your fitness goals, I really recommend listening to Trail to 100. They've done a great job there. So Brent, we talked about him. He's been on the show. He's a photographer out in Canada, and we've really appreciated his friendship. And then Rocco showed up and said, "Hey, I wanted to talk to you." And so I got interviewed by Rocco, who runs the Big Daddy Linux. And that's a wonderful community. That whole Linux community has just been absolutely awesome. And, you know, I've got an interview scheduled tomorrow to be able to talk to another person in that Linux community. Her official title is Happiness Engineer, and she loves pink. I mean, this lady is just, you know, when you hear her talk, you don't think she could ever have a bad day. You know that's not true, right? But she's just one of those people where they're just vibrant and full of love. And, you know, there's a lot more of you guys out there than I can remember right now or name drop. And I don't want you to feel like you're left out because I don't have your names. You know who you are. And when I interact with you, a lot of times I'm looking at a statistic that tells me that you've downloaded the episode. And sometimes you listen and sometimes you don't. And I'm really okay with that. But I want you to know that when you take the time to listen to the thoughts I have, I appreciate it. And whether feedback ever comes or not, it's not really a big deal. Because just knowing that I've recorded something that's available for you, if you need a minute for me to be able to say thank you and let you feel like you've got a friend, then I'm okay with that. I actually had somebody who online was really having a rough moment and went to Twitter for some assistance. And I took the time to record a special message for that person, send it off to her and let her know how much she's valued. And that's what I want everybody in the audience to know, is you really are valued. You know, you're not just a download number. I can look at that. That's a quantifiable. That's something I can see. But you're valuable in a lot of ways. And maybe it's hard to see that because you're not in the same social structure that you've been in while we're all social distancing and quarantining ourselves. But everyone adds value. And so we're at a point now where maybe we can't add value the way we want. But that'll change. And when it does change, I wonder how ready we're going to be to share who we are and let other people know that we care about them. I am grateful for every person in the audience, and I'm grateful for every person on the earth. And I want you guys to know that I'm grateful for you. So thank you. Well, you know, it's interesting running a podcast about gratitude. It's not the sort of word that people Google. You know, if I had a podcast about technology, somebody could look up, you know, iPad 2020, you know, type of thing, iPad Pro 2020, and they'd be able to find it, right? Nobody really goes to YouTube to say, hey, how can I be more grateful? Or is there a podcast on gratitude and curiosity? And so the subscribers that we have to the show are really people who found out word of mouth or found out through some fluke or found out because of some online connection. Dr. Bruce is awesome. You've heard me talk to you guys about him before up in Canada and working through his I See Old People podcast. It's a fun one to listen to. So I'm going to wrap this episode up a little differently than I do every episode. I'll tell you that if you liked it, thanks for being here. Hit the subscribe links at parkingthought.com. You can also hit us up on YouTube. That'd be great. But finally, instead of my challenge for you to remember in a world where you can choose to be anything, and why not choose to be grateful? Remember that in a world where I can choose to do anything or be anything, I'm grateful you're listening. Thank you. 100 episodes, and we're off on this adventure.